It's a schlossen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Tzetze, the most mitzvahs in the Torah, 74 Gematria Aid. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. And also, it's such a big simcha that my brother-in-law Moshe and my sister Rachel Stern, they were able to come into Eretz Yisrael, even though it's so difficult to get in, and getting the shurim with everything for the bar mitzvah of Yehuda. And such a major simcha. My parents are here, and it's gevaldik. This week's Parsha Ki Tzetze. So the Torah starts off, Perichof Aleph Posuk Yud. Ki Tzetze L'milchama Aleivecha Untano Hashem Elokecha B'yadecha V'shavisa Shivyo. When you'll go out to war against your enemy, and Hashem is going to deliver him into your hand. And then the Torah says something so interesting. It says, V'ra'isa B'shivyo Eishos Yefas Toar. And you see this beautiful woman, and you're able to take her, v'chashachta bo, v'lakachta l'chol isha, and you're able to take her, you're at a war, and you're able to take her. The mitzvah of isha yifas tayar, the first mitzvah on this week's parsha. The Gemara Kedushin, and Daf Chav Aleph Chav Beis, this year in Yeshiva, we're zeicha to learn Kedushin. And it's a very interesting, perplexing idea, that a person is able to take a shivcha, yifas toar. And Rashi says, quoting from the Gemara, V'lakachta l'chol isha lo dibra Torah ela kineged yetzahara, that the Torah only spoke against fighting against the yetzahara, shem ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow it, yisa'enu be'iser, then he would go and he would marry her in a forbidden way. So therefore, the Torah allows it. So again, there's a couple of questions just on this idea. We spoke, we'll call it 1A and 1B, because we have a lot of things to talk, we have a lot of mitzvahs. I wouldn't say we're going to do all of them, because it will be a very long, very long shir, and then you can just turn off the recording right now. I don't even know if you're doing that, but we're not going to do that, don't worry. So, the question number one, last week you spoke in Parsha Shoiftim, my bar mitzvah parsha, that we said, you know who went out to war? The Gemara says in Sotan Daf Mandala, the people went out to war with the tzaddikim. How do I know they were tzaddikim? Because they didn't talk between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. So these tzaddikim are going and taking Yifas Torah. These great Gedolim are going and taking a captive woman. And the Torah goes on and says that you have to go and you have to shave off her hair and you have to take off all, you have to change her clothes. And it says, very interesting, Ubachsa Savion, she has to cry, Vesima Yerech Yamim. Ask the Bali Moser, why does it have to say Yerech? Normally when we refer to a month, it refers to as Chodesh. Why over here does it say Yerech? And furthermore, we'll call it 1B/2. 1BC, that there's a Zohar. Again, I haven't seen the Zohar, not 40 yet, but I saw a Zohar quoted that this month that we're talking about of the Yifas Tayar represents the 30 days from Rosh Chodesh El to Rosh Hashanah. We're right in the middle right now. What does Yifas Torah have to do with the idea of Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Hashanah? Question 2. Again, there's so many mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of Makkah, making a fence. The mitzvahs of Amalek at the end of the parasha. But we know that mitzvahs have been so remorous, so much. Again, this. So much to talk about. But there's 3 times in the Torah, which we're familiar with, that the Torah says that if you do the mitzvah, you get longer life. One mitzvah, which we know is in the Aseres HaDibros, the Kavidus Avicha V'Asimecha, is one mitzvah. And then we have another mitzvah in this week's parasha of Shiluach HaKein, that you go and you send away the mother bird, a difficult mitzvah to fully understand. I was zeicher, right? The Torah tells us again, Chaf Beis Zayin Shaleach Tishalach Es Ha'em Ves Ha'bonim Tikach Lach. You should remove the mother and then take the egg. Again, the mitzvah is hard for us to understand fully what it means. And then you'll leman Yitav Lach V'arach Teyomim, you get a longer life. I was zeicher many times, give a zev in Eretz Yisrael, that the birds came and did the whole egg. I once had a whole time a fight with the mother. It was amazing. And the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And lastly, at the end of the parsha, right before the maftir, it talks about Evan Shlemo, that you need to, people don't know, they only know Shiluach HaKein and Kavod Yisavich V'Yasimecha. But there's another one in Perichov Hei, Pasuk Tes, Vav Evan Shlemo V'Tzedek Yeloch, Eva Shlemo V'Tzedek, L'man Yarichu Yamecha. You need to make sure, you need to have a perfect and honest stone. You can't cheat anyone in business. So, what's the connection of all these three mitzvahs? And furthermore, the Medrash says that Shiluach HaKein is an easier mitzvah than Kibud Kavod Avicha V'Yasimecha. Why? Why is Shiluach HaKein a very hard mitzvah? Why is Kavod Avicha V'Yasimecha a harder mitzvah? Question 2. Question 3. We go back and we have the idea of Hashavas Aveda. So many tzukim that talk about Hashavas Aveda in this week's parasha. And the Gemara Bavim Tzia in the second parak talks about Elam Tzias, talks about all the things, and it keeps on saying Lo Suchal Lisale. Says that in Parak Chaf Beis Pasuk Gimel and Dalid that you can't hide your eyes from it. And comes along the great Rav Moshe Alshich, the Alshich Hakadosh. He lived in 1508 to 1593. The great Alshich, he was a Talmud of Yosef Cairo. He was the Rebbe of Rechaim Vital, the greats of Svat. And he says, why does the Torah keep on repeating Lo Suchal L'Salim? We saw it once. The next pasuk, V'samtamihem. You shouldn't hide your eyes from it. And furthermore, the Arachayim HaKadosh, Rav Ibn Attar, says that this mitzvah applies to everyone. Really? Hashavas Aveda applies to everyone again. No one likes losing anything. Right, I was once on the airplane, and I was with my son, and he drops his pacifier, and I'm looking all over for his pacifier. No one likes it. And I remember we couldn't find it, and I got another one. But at the end of the plane ride, I'm like, I'm not going out of this pacifier. And I looked all over, I found it. Again, a lot of my siyata dishmayas were like, I lose something, and I find it. Like once my daughter, she lost an earring in the pool, and I found it. That was awesome. But I actually had a recent one about losing something. So I think I might have spoken about it, I'm not sure. Not really sure what I say. But I had a maisa that happened to me. It was a great story that I get a call from a guy randomly and he says, I have your driver's license, your Israeli and your American driver's license. And I said, really? I mean, I don't have a car, but I'm starting to look at myself and it's not there. And I'm like, whoa, how in the world did you find this? He said, I found it in Mea Sharm, and it had your Tudat Zehut number, and I decided I needed to do a Shavas Aveda, and I called the number, and I looked, searched through your phone number, and I found your phone number. Amazing. So recently, I was by Shefa, the mall in Shefa, in Romema, and I see your wallet there, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, thinking to myself, oh, I could do the same thing, look through it, and I'll return it, and I'll, you know, what someone did to me, I'll do for someone else. Then obviously the owner came and he's like, how can you try to steal my wallet? I'm like, listen, I'm not trying to steal your wallet. I was trying to give it back to you. I'm not taking anything. Okay. But no one likes losing anything. But again, the Or HaChaim says that this idea applies to everyone. Shabbos Aveda really applies to everyone. So again, three questions. Like we always do, the three questions. Time is of the essence. Question number one is, this mitzvah Yifas Toyer, this battle, Ki Teitzei L'Milchama, what is this fight? What is the Yifas Toyer? Why are you allowed to take her? Aren't we talking about Tzadikim? Secondly, why these three mitzvahs, you get longer life? Why is Kibud Ave'im the hardest of all these mitzvahs of getting longer life? And lastly, why does it say V'Salamta so many times that you shouldn't close your eyes to a lost object? And how does Hashavas Aveda apply to everyone? So comes along Rabbeinu Bechai, one of the great Rishonim, who wrote on the Torah, and he also had a major Musar Sefer that's learned in yeshivas called Chovas Halvavos. When I was in my Shana Bet, I learned one of my Rabbeim, he's still my Rebbe, Rav Esrig. He's actually, he was Sandik at one of my son's bris, and I remember learning this with him. It says in Parakei, Shard Yichud HaMaisa, it talks about the fight. The fight for life. What's the fight for life? So the Medrash says, and he quotes down this Medrash, that a person comes back from battle and he says, I won. And then they say to him, listen, you might have won this. You might have won it. Right? You might have won it right now. But you're going to have a fight that's going to be with you for the rest of your life. And that's the fight with the Yetzer Hara. Comes along the Bali Musar and they say, Ki teitze la milchama. When you're going out to war, what is the war? The greatest war is fighting against the Yetzer Hara. And we all have different Yetzer Haras in different forms, in different ways. But we're going to discuss how we could fight against the Yetzer Hara, how we can make ourselves greater. One of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Anderson Sachs, Rosh Yeshiva Landers, he always used to say that this is the only time in the Torah that says that since we can't control ourselves, so therefore he's going to give us Yifas Torah. But that means that every other time, every other situation, a person does have the ability to control himself. And it might be difficult, but a person can do it. It says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalid, that don't believe in yourself until Yom Moscha, until the day of your death. Why? Because this Yetzer Hara is so strong, and he wants us to fall, and he wants us to feel that we're nothing. So how can we fight him? And again, everyone has different Yetzer Haras in different ways. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara, he comes at us with certain midah, certain character traits that we're working on, and he knocks us down, and he says, yeah, you're trying to work, I'm becoming a more, you want to work on your humility, you want to be a humble person, I'm going to show you. You want to work on your gaiva, I'm going to see if you could do it. You want to work on your taiva, yeah, let's see. Sometimes he knocks us at the root. So how can we fight it? So we know it says in Bamidbar, Perek, Yutes, Pasuk, Yudalit, Vizayis HaTorah, Adam Ki Yamus Ba'oyo, the Torah. If we make Torah part of our lives, we make Torah the Mamish, the Iker, as we say every day, Shacharis and Mariv, quoting from Tehillim, Parak of Zion, Pasuk Gimel, L'David Hashem Ori, Im Takol Elay Melchama, Bezos Ani Poteach. I believe in Hashem. What's the Zos? The Zos represents that I believe Bezos in the Torah. The more a person makes Torah part of his life, makes the Avodas Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this amazing ability to understand Him, to learn about Him, and everyone in their own level, in their own time. Tehillim, go in depth in Tehillim, say Tehillim, or you could learn the Torah, make the Torah real. Bezois ani boteya. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Nadav Hei that if the Yetzer Hara comes to you, how are you going to beat him out? So the first, the Gemara says that you should get the Yetzer Tov and look at the good. Then the Gemara says that if you can't do that, then, as like we're saying, toil yourself in Torah. If you're not able to do that, then say Shema. Shema represents the idea of Emunah, the idea of this, the Gematria. Right? At the end of Shema, it says Tzitzis. Tzitzis is Gematria 600, eight strings, five knots. The idea of the Emunah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And lastly, it says the Gemara that if they can't be able to overcome, remember the day of death, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world. He put us in this world to accomplish, to do what we can, to change worlds. As the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the world was created for me to make changes. So how can we fight this Yetzer Hara? Step number one, never put yourself in a nisayon. Don't put yourself at test. The test will come to us. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan for all of us, even if we don't understand it sometimes. Don't put yourself in a test. I'll tell you a story. We always like stories. That I happen to sometimes, I love Gatorade. Gatorade in Israel is very expensive. It's like you can find it for 14 shekel. That's a lot of money. You know, in America, you could find Gatorade for a buck. So I decided I need my Gatorade, right? I love Gatorade. And I went to the store, and when I went to the store, I saw the candy. And now, I happen to love candy. I remember when I just had two children, two little girls, I used to buy like 150 shekel worth of candy. Obviously for them, the problem was is that they couldn't really eat anything, especially candy. So, but I was really buying it for them. But anyway, so I hadn't got my Gatorade, but now all these gummies were staring at me. And I told myself, I'm not getting it. I'm on a diet. I don't want to eat this stuff. It's not good for me. Oh, and it was such a nisayon. I remember this. Right? It's like, you know, you go to the freezer. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. So you go to the freezer and you see the chocolate chips and you open it. If it's not, if it's closed, you're good to go. But if it's not, if it's open, you take a little handful and another little handful. And then you tell yourself that it's really healthy because it's dark chocolate. Okay, but don't put yourself. And I remember walking into that store and I was able to be Miss Gaber. It was amazing. And I said, but why? Why did I put myself in the Nisayon? If you put yourself in the Nisayon, it's hard. Most times you're not going to accomplish. You're not going to be able to fight against the Yetzirah. As I always talk about, right? We have the phones, and the phones are great, but sometimes they're very distracting. They're very distracting. Imagine, you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and your phone starts buzzing, so your brain starts going crazy. Oh my gosh, who's calling me? Ah, it's President Biden. It's this person, that person. And it's just, you know, someone just calling you about whatever they're calling you about, one of the telemarketers. So, get rid of the Yetzirah. Don't put yourself in the Nisayon. Hashavas Aveda. Comes along the Alshech. And the Alshech says an amazing thing. The Alshech quotes from the Chinuch, you know, the very famous Chinuch. It's quoted by all the Bali Musar. The Chinuch says that Achar Pu'ulos Nimshach Halvavos, that our actions do things. After a person acts, his lave will go after it. Says the great Alshech, Lo suchal lesalim. Not, the Torah is not just telling you not to close your eyes. The Torah is saying that you should work on yourself so much that you can't close your eyes to it. You need to help another person. You need to overcome, for example, we're talking about the Yetzirah here, that we're saying that don't give up on yourself. Lo suchal lesalim. Don't close your eyes. And sometimes you fall. Everyone falls. Ein tzadik asher yaseh tov lo yachto. There's no one in this world that doesn't make mistakes. And everyone has different things they're working on. But a person needs to realize that you can't give up on yourself. Lo suchal lesalim. But achar apulos nimshal chavavos. Based on my actions, this is how my heart's going to come. Comes along the great Or HaChaim. And the Or HaChaim says that you know why Hashavas Aveda applies to everyone? Because my actions matter. Hashem put us in the world. And we all have the ability to help others. Again, we spoke about last week that obviously you have to fill yourself up. You have to believe in yourself. You have to realize Lo Takim Lecho Matzeva, that you have the ability of greatness. But a person needs to also bring other people in. Bring more people. Drosh Achicha, says the Pasuk. Because you have to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam put us on this world to help another person. And I remember on Zaycheh that I sent Reb Pesach Kron a letter. I got back from Eretz Yisrael. I used to listen to his shiurim a lot. I sent him a letter. My mother remember this. And he sent, and he called back. And back in the day, they used to have phones that you could talk to people. You know, they leave messages. And he left a message on his machine that, yeah, he'd love for me to come to his house for Shabbos. And it was an amazing Shabbos. And you see a great person, tremendous, his midos. And I remember him saying, he quoted the pasuk, that Yehuda turned to his father Yaakov and he said, Eich yalel el aviv v'anari neinu isi. How can I go up to my father and I can't bring back Binyamin? And he said a drush. He said, how can I go, El Aviv? How can I go to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How can I go to my father? Bahanar. I remember he started breaking down, very emotional, very modest, emotional person. And he said, how can I go up to Shamayim? Bahanar and Enuiti. Oh, Claudius, so many people that are hurting, so many people that lost the path to Judaism. I need to find Bahanar, I need to find them. And that's what we're saying now. Hashavas Aveda, we all could help others. Just by smiling at someone, you don't know what you could do. Just by picking up the phone and speaking to them for 2 minutes, sending a WhatsApp for 1 minute. Such small things, but you could help and you could build. You could build people. I saw from Rav Asher Weiss, he has this beautiful idea about Hashavas Aveda. And he says that, we know the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia that if someone loses something and they want to reclaim it, they need to have two signs. Why do they need to have two signs? So we know that signs are found throughout all of Shas. What does that mean, signs are found throughout all of Shas? That we have a sign as a Yid. that we have a bris milah that makes us into a yid. We have a sign, we are a tefillin, it's an os. On Shabbos, the Gemara Menachos goes back and forth. If you should wear tefillin on Shabbos, the Gemara says you shouldn't. Why? Because we have the os of Shabbos. But that's, you need two simonim. If you have one simon mufak, you have a distinct simon, that's enough. There's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Makkos and Daf Kaf Dalet, one of the great Tanoim was reading the Torah and it said in Parakavav, Pasuk Lamed Vav, it says that we're going to be lost amongst the nation. And he started crying and he said, we're going to be lost. And Rav Papa turned back to him and he quoted the other Pasuk, Kuf Yates, Pasuk Kuf Ayin Vav, the famous Pasuk, that Hashem is our shepherd. Hashem is looking after us. He loves us so much. Don't worry. Even though we might go astray, but don't worry. Hashem, He cares about us. He's our shepherd. Says Rav Asher Weiss, he goes a step further. And he quotes a Ramban. The Ramban wrote on the Torah, and he also wrote on Shas. He wrote all over. And the Ramban in Bar Metzion is called Nochamas Hashem. Why is it called Nochamas Hashem? Because his Rebbe was the Rif, the Gadol Hador, and he was defending his Rebbe, the Rif. And the Ramban says an amazing thing. There's so much drash in this Ramban. The Ramban says that normally you have to give two signs, like we're just talking about, two oaths. However, the Ramban says that if a person has a lost object, and he gives up hope, but it's really there, but he still he gave up hope, says the Ramban, if you find that lost object, it's still yours. Says Rav Asher Weiss. Sometimes we might feel like we're lost. Sometimes we feel that the Yetzirah is beating us down. And we don't know how we're going to fight against it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. He loves us. All the Yetzirah wants to do to us is He wants us to make us feel like we're nothing. Step one, as we said, don't put yourself in Nisayon. If you put yourself in Nisayon, the chances of you fighting it is hard. But if a person does fall, realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Hashem is our shepherd. He cares about us so much. He loves us so much. You know, I was zeichet to go to the kaisel of my family for the bar mitzvah, as I said, the bar mitzvah of Yehuda. And I went with my little Chaim Zev, who's 3 years old, and I brought him to the kaisel, and I told him to kiss the kaisel, right? Everyone wants the camera and take the picture. And he turned to me and said, it's just the wall. And I said, I know it's the wall, but there's something beyond the wall. We're going to have the Beis HaMikdash. And he said, I want the Beis HaMikdash. It was such a power. It's so powerful. Because we get so involved in our lives, we forget about, we need the Beis HaMikdash. We need the Shechina. We have the Ribono Shel Olam in our lives. But we need the Shechina. So again, we're here to fight against the Yetzirah. We're here to work on ourselves that we speak about so much. So answer number one to the first question. Why is it called Yerech? Because Yerech represents the idea of closure. We're getting close to a Rosh Hashanah. Even though we're doing tshuva and we're getting to the Rosh Hashanah, this is the end of the year soon. We had a rough year with Corona ups and downs and still Corona's coming back. Yerech, we want closure of this year and we want a greater year next year. That's what we want. That's what we're davening for. Why the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is harder? Because Shluch HaKen is a hard mitzvah also, but you take the mother bird, Rabbi Bachai says, and there's mercy, and you move the mother bird, because again, we don't understand it fully, but you take the egg so you don't make the mother bird in so much pain. But by Kibud Av V'Em, although there's a mitzvah, a Karsa Tov, and you got to always show your parents how much they give, and Baruch Hashem, my parents give me and my family so much, and my wife, parents give so much, and the grandparents, and what they did for the families, and it's just the Messiah just passing down. But sometimes people don't like the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em, because there's an idea that it's not me, I have to depend on someone else. But no, the parent wants to give, that's what they're about. Like the Rabbono Shel Olam, that he just wants to give. That's why it's a hard mitzvah. Sometimes someone doesn't always want to take. But we have to realize what parents do for us and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And lastly, Hashavas Aveda, to answer up the Or HaChaim. Why is it relevant to everyone? Because we all build ourselves. Don't be Selanta. Don't lose. Don't get lost. Build yourself. And look to the other Jews, because there's so many Jews that are looking. They're looking for meaning. They're looking for purpose. Be'ezus Hashem, let's take this Parsha Ki Teitze. Let's mamish, fight against the Yetzirah. Let's bring the Ribbono Shel Olam more into our lives. Let's learn the Torah, the Emunah. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Parshas Ki Teitze.